This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most corporations make their voices heard loud and clear in Washington. Other interest groups are good at this. Think retirees. But some experts argue that one demographic has no voice at all in Washington. It's a group that right now is suffering high levels of unemployment. Joining us is journalist and economic policy consultant Jeff Madrick, who writes the Anti-Economist column in Harper's Magazine. Mr. Madrick, good to see you.
Good to see you, David.
Who are we talking about? Who's this group?
We're talking about the young, 16 to 24, rapidly becoming the most disadvantaged group in America.
Unemployment is running nationally for young people about 17%.
It's outrageous. And when you don't get a job when you're young, it has ramifications for the rest of your life.
Let's talk about some of the reasons this is happening. First of all, we know what the job market is like, and many college graduates are taking the jobs that used to be summer jobs for young people.
And so are older people. They can't really retire, or they want to work a little bit. So they may work in a retail shop. But the young are on the path towards tragedy as a generation. As you say, the elderly and lots of other groups have strong lobbying efforts in Washington. The young certainly do not, and we're only becoming aware of that.
It can define a person's earning ability for the rest of their lives if they're late in getting into the workforce.
Their self-esteem for their entire careers. Maybe, in fact, the popularity of movies like Hunger Games is reflecting this dissatisfaction with the establishment. Occupy Wall Street. So you wonder, is rebellion the only way you're going to get some justice out of the nation? I hesitate to say that, but it would not be unprecedented.
So if something ever were to light a fire under policymakers to try to intervene in this place where there seems to be such need, what are some of the ways we should think about that?
I think we need government here. AmeriCorps is a great program, but it's not being funded substantially. Youth Build that gets young people construction jobs to help build that infrastructure we're all talking about. Direct job creation is not – it should not be overlooked in America, and it has been for too long.
Harper's columnist Jeff Madrick is also a senior fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. Mr. Madrick, thank you very much.
Pleasure to see you, David.